Blog Talk Radio. Tiger. Nadimi. Okay. So, basically, here's how the story went. What's up, guys? What's up? Can you hear me? Are we here? What's good, Bomb Squad? Let's check in. Let's make sure we are here. Are we here? Yes. Okay, so today, we're not going to do a lot of bombs. We're just going to keep the bells because I want you guys to really get into this tea, okay? Are y'all ready to get into some tea? Hold on, let me get everything together. Yes, because it is time to get into some hot, hot tea. Do y'all want the bombs? Look, they like, we need. Hey, y'all, okay. If you guys are new to this channel, welcome to my channel. My name is Armand. Listen. Tiger's out here getting caught up with the transgenders again. I'm just going to say it. Tiger's out here slipping up with the men / women or the men, women, the transgenders. And he's getting caught up. Absolutely. So we're going to get into it. Also, Kim Zolciak is accused of for allegedly photoshopping and over-sexualizing her 4-year-old daughter. Lauryn Hill owes American Express. And Lindsay Lohan gets her ass whooped in Arab or Arabia. Wherever she was at, she got punched in the goddamn face by some Arabs. Okay. So let's get into the story. Okay, so let me get this tea for y'all right here. So boom. You see her right here? Let me get on my good glasses. So this is LaDemi, and this is Tiger. So allegedly, Tiger was caught in the hotel room with her. Him, her, whatever. So this is how the story went. So she met Tiger through a friend. Now her friend was dating Tiger's best friend. And so they met at the club. They were all at the club. She was in VIP. The friend was in VIP. The friend was a real girl. And Tiger was performing. Now, Tiger, I guess, made eye contact with her. So the friend was like, he wants you, like, flirt back. So Tiger, I guess, comes to the VIP. There's a bunch of girls in the VIP, a bunch of thirsty girls. And out of all the girls, Tiger wanted her. Okay? And so they exchange. So I guess the night went well. They flirted throughout the whole night. Okay, the night is over. She goes home. The next day, she gets a DM from Tiger. And he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, damn, you know, like, I didn't even expect you to DM me. Like, you know, but now she was trying to act like she wasn't interested in her testimony. But she actually was interested because she was shocked and surprised that he DM'd her after they had hung out at his concert. Now, after that, he DMs her and they're talking. And I guess this is going on for, she says, at least 2 to 3 weeks. So they're DMing, they exchange numbers, they're texting, they're doing kissy face emojis, tongue emojis, heart emojis. Like, it's really going down in the DM. Okay, so he has another concert when he's in LA and he invites her to his show. So they go to the show. Well, she goes and she brings the best friend, her best friend, because again, her best friend was talking to Tiger's best friend, allegedly. So they go to the show. Now there's security standing at the door. I guess Tiger's at the DJ booth or in the booth, and the security is kind of like not letting the girl get in. And so she's like, well, I'm with Tiger. And they were looking at her like all crazy or whatever. And she pulls up her phone and shows the security that her and Tiger have been back and forth messaging one another. And so allegedly Tiger sees her and points and says, come up. And the security parted ways. And then she came up. So they're flirting, they're doing their thing. Everything is going good. Her and the best friend are in the VIP section. It's like really going down. So the night comes to an end, and it's a bunch of girls going back to Tiger's hotel room. And so she says that she goes into an elevator, and it's an elevator with a bunch of girls in it. And she kind of felt like a groupie. She didn't want to really be in the elevator with all those girls, because Tiger went a different route and he went to a different room. So they were taking this group of girls to another room. And so I guess she didn't want to go. So she stayed on, and somewhere or another, they just told her she could stay and her friend could stay and they can go straight up to the room, according to the girl. Now, this is where the tea gets very, 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 very interesting. So they're in the hotel room with Tiger and Tiger's best friend, and there's some other girls in there. Now, apparently, Tiger is just all over her, flirting with her, and she says that she's uncomfortable because she feels like all women always look at her like Like they're always trying to figure out who she is, or, you know, they're picking her apart. So, and as this is going on, the best friend is getting sloppy drunk. Like her best friend is getting sloppy drunk. Okay. And so out of nowhere, allegedly, the best friend just falls on the floor drunk. Falls on the floor, just falls out on the floor. So they're like, oh my gosh, like what's going on? Like, you know, Tyga and the best friend is kind of giving each other the eye. Like, all right, these bitches are going to be kind of messy. Like, it's a lot going on. Like, we need to get them up out of here possibly. Like, you know, so she goes, I guess her, she starts checking on her friend. Now, this is where the story gets interesting. She says she needs to go check her makeup. She needs to go reset her makeup. So she goes to the bathroom. And now when she's in the bathroom, she's resetting her makeup. She comes out the bathroom. Her friend is like up and fixing her hair. And Tiger and the best friend walk up to the girl, walk up to her. And she had on a black dress, like a pull-up dress. And they walk up to her and they're like, so what's going on here? And she said, when they said, what's going on here? She said, the guy took his hand and put it under her, on her pussy, like touched her pussy. Like he said, he grabbed it and said, you know, what's going on here? To see if, I guess to see if she had a dick. Now, that's a lot of tea. So, she was like, he was like, I want to see, Tiger, supposedly Tiger and the friend was like, we want to see your pussy, like, show us the pussy. And she was like, no, I'm not just going to show you no pussy. Like, why am I going to show you my pussy? Now, LaDemi said that she wasn't going to show the pussy. Now, the guy, Tiger and the best friend allegedly said, well, your best friend told us that you are a man. And bitch, everybody was pretty much kind of gagging. And she was embarrassed. And then the best friend, no, she didn't say you're a man. She said the best friend said, told us a little secret that you're hiding, you know, told us that something a little special about you, something like that. Like insinuating, bitch, it's some tea. Like, girl, you got a dick somewhere. And so the best friend, she says that she knew that the best friend said something because the best friend was like, no, I didn't say anything about it. I promise. But by her saying that she didn't say anything about it, she automatically knew that, bitch, you gave me up. Like, you told my tea. You told him that I was a trans. So Tiger was allegedly sitting there like in shock. And this is where her story gets kind of cloudy to me, because she says Tiger was sitting there in like shock and surprise. But at the same time, she was saying that Tiger knew. Yes, bitch. She said Tiger knew. So she called Tiger. She said, she told Tiger, let's go to the room. I want to talk to you. So Tiger gets up and they go to the room and she says, why would you put me on the spot like that? Like, you knew that I was trans. You knew that I used to be a man. Right. So they're saying that he knew that she used to be a man. But she said Tiger was so flustered that he couldn't say nothing. He was just like, I just feel like, you know, you and your friend, you should go. And so they had to go. Now, I have a little video. I have a video. I want to play you the video that I have. Now, if you look really close, you can see Tiger in the video. And also, let's be very, very clear, the friend was racist. Well, we'll get into that. But listen close, because the friend is even saying some racial slurs as well. Let me see if you guys can hear this.
Hey,
So, did you hear that? And if you look closer, you could see Tyga in his hotel room. And then the girl, that was interesting, she came out and she was like, oh, we don't want to hang out with Tyga and her and his nigger crew. Like, we don't hang out with niggers. That she didn't say that. Her best friend said that. Now, I believe her. This is not the first time that Tyga has been caught with a transgender. I just want to know, are you gay or are you just into trans? Because, bitch, you know, Tyga, you can call me and we can talk and do whatever you want to do. And, bitch, I won't tell nobody. No, but seriously. But seriously. Bitch, I will give it to Tyga. But no, in a real serious note, I don't know. Like, do we think Tyga is gay? I just kind of feel like, I don't feel like he knew. I don't feel like he knew this time. She's a little bit passable. I don't feel like he knew. And at the same time, I don't know if he was just inboxing her like that and talking to her. It was a lot of different women there. Like, for her, I would need her to release the screenshots of him DMing her. I just feel like she was just there amongst all the other women that were there. I don't know if she was just, if she was the main bitch Tyga was fucking on, like, trying to talk to. Like, just because you there don't mean he was talking to you, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real, real tricky. Like, it was a lot of women there. And sure, you're going to make it as though you were the main one, but I'm going to need a little bit more receipts that you were the one that he was talking to before you try to expose this man. Because you, what it looks like is you got there with your friend. Now, no shade, you probably was getting some attention because that bitch went and hated on you and said, you know she's a man. You know she's a man. Like, I'm sure your friend did that. I just would need a little bit more proof that you were the one that Tyga is just been trying to talk to. Let me know what y'all think in the comments. Is he fucking the trans or not? Let's move on. Let's move on. It's a lot going on. We're going to move on to the next part of the tea. Now, Kim Zolciak right now is under fire, bitch. Kim is under fire. Somebody drop some bombs for Kim Zolciak. Drop some bells and bombs for Kim Zolciak. Kim Zolciak is under fire, and she's accused of photoshopping her four-year-old daughter's pictures, over-sexualizing her. So, and we know Kim is into the Photoshop. You know, we know she's into weird things with her kids. We know that Brielle, I mean, we know Brielle's into the plastic surgery. They all have the surgery. She's got the fake boobs. The daughter looks real slutty. Let me show you what the daughter's lips look like. Okay. So this is the original picture. And this is the photoshopped picture. Can you see it? If that isn't enough, look at this one here. This will give you what you need. So this is the original post. Posted by Brielle. And this is Kim's post. She posted this of her daughter. She photoshopped her daughter's butt. This is a four-year-old. Why would you do that? This is a whole four-year-old. That's ridiculous. To be photoshopping, a four-year-old's butt. Like, come on. Kim, you are ridiculous. Now, Kim has made No statement. She hasn't commented or said anything, which means I feel like she's guilty. That's really, really, really sad that you are teaching your daughter at 4 years old stuff like that. And with all these perverted men out here these days, all these men, all these women going on being sexually assaulted and abused, and you got your daughter 4 years old on the internet looking like this, this is ridiculous. This is really sad, Kim. This is really, 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 really sad. Drop some bombs for Kim. That's sad. All right. So let's keep this show moving. Let's keep this show moving. All right. So our girl Lauren Hill. Lauren Hill. Okay, so let me get my note. Oh my God. Our girl Lauren Hill is being sued by American Express for $400,000 in unpaid credit cards. So it says, as Lauren Hill continues on the miseducation of Lauren Hill 20th anniversary tour, American Express is trying to collect a debt. According to court documents obtained by BOSIP, the former Fuji failed to pay a whopping $371,892.39 in credit card bills. American Express National Bank alleges Hill failed to pay for the price of goods sold and or services rendered. The court papers were reportedly filed earlier this month in New Jersey Superior Court and names Hill's company, MLH Touring, as co-defendant. Hill has yet to publicly respond to the lawsuit. Lauren Hill, give these people their money. You owe them. You owe these people their money, bitch. Give these people their money. See, here's the thing, girl. You can't just be charging things to the game, girl, not thinking that you're going to have to pay these people. You are still a celebrity. These people will blast you. The credit companies are petty. They are suing you for over $400,000. Girl, what did you buy? And you just going to sit there and go on tour and pretend like the shit ain't happening? You're not going to make no kind of statements whatsoever? Lauren, get your ass to the bank and pay your goddamn bills, bitch. Take your... Once you get off this tour, you need to make sure you go and pay your bills. You can't be on here singing on tour, and these people is after their money. Excuse me. See, this is my little cup. This is, you know, side note, this is my little cup of water, girl, because, you know, doing a lot of talking like this, it really puts a strain on your voice. Oof. But no, Lauren, you need to pay up. Now, you really need to pay up. Drop some motherfucking bombs for Lauren Hill. Let me get to my other tea. I'm not going to be before you guys long. Let me see. I have one more thing I need to get to you. Lindsay Lohan has been punched in the face. Okay, punched in the face. Let me get you that tea. Let me get that for you. Ooh. Lindsay Lohan, punched in the face. After accusing refugee parents of trafficking or trying to take the kids. Lindsay Lohan gave a new meaning to the parent trap after accusing Syrian refugee parents of human trafficking and attempted to take their children before getting punched in the face. On Friday night in Moscow, the former child star filmed the bizarre trafficking incident and shared it as an Instagram Live. According to TMZ, she begins the live video. Well, you know what? I have the video. So let me tell you what she started her live saying. Hey, everyone. I just want to show you a family I met, a Syrian refugee family. I'm going to introduce you to them. But things then turned for the worse. Because then she started accusing the family. She started then accusing the family of sex trafficking. Look at the video and look closely, okay? That lady had knocked the shit out of Lindsay. Let's be very clear, Lindsay. I don't know whatever dope you want, bitch, up in Syria, bitch, but that's some good coke. Drop some bombs for the good Syrian coke, for that good refugee Syrian cocaine. Bitch, that's some good-ass cocaine. You hear me? Whatever you want, bitch, I might need some of that. Just kidding. But listen. You don't get to go and walk up to people and just decide that they're human sex trafficking and you're just going to take their kids. Let me know, Lindsay, where were you going to take those kids? Where were you going to take them? Where were you going? Where were you going? I think Lindsay had had a long night, a high night, not sure where she was going. She randomly met these refugee family just because they're refugees. You just assume that they sex trafficking, girl? Like, you can't do that. You can't do that, Lindsay Lohan. Girl, you can't just do that. I would have knocked the shit out of you, too. She gagged. So, I mean, what if they would have killed you, bitch? You just sitting there with the common people. You lucky they didn't beat your ass and rob you. I digress. So, listen, if you guys want to sound off on any of these topics, what I'm going to do is throw the number up. So the call-in number is up. If you guys would like to sound off on any topics, the lines are now open, okay? The lines are open. Call in. The number is 563-999-3658. The call-in number is open. All right? If you guys want to sound off on any of these topics. Now, listen, if you are just joining me or if you're new or if you're watching this later on and you made it all the way to the end and you have not yet subscribed, please subscribe to my channel. We have a lot of fun over here. We're not your typical channel, girl. Everything doesn't go as smoothly as planned. We have some errors. We go off. We read. It gets a little raunchy over here, but it gets fun and we get to popping, okay? Nothing is perfect. But it always gets done and figured out, okay? All righty. So let me see. Do we have any people that would like to call in? If not, I'm going to go ahead and get off of the line. Do we want to sound off on Tyga? Do we want to sound off on Lauryn Hill? Do we want to sound off on Kim Zolciak? Do we want to sound off on Lindsay Lohan? It's a lot going on. It's a lot going on in these streets. It's a lot going on in these streets, bitch. These people are crazy and they're cutting up. Call in. All righty then. If we don't have any callers today, I'm going to get on out of here. It was great. Thank you, guys. If you missed the video, go back to the end and go back to the beginning and watch it. Thank you guys all for watching. Thank you guys for always supporting the show. Thank you to everybody who's donated. And listen, I want to tell you this. I need and love the exclusive tea. So I drop my email in the description below. If you have any leads, let me know. Dish. If you have any leads, my email is thearmondwigginshow@gmail.com. thearmondwigginshow@gmail.com. Hold on, we have a caller. Area code 309, last four, 9608. You're live on the air.
Hey, I'm live.
Hey, baby, what's up?
Hey, okay. First of all, I love your show. Love it, love it. I missed some of it tonight. I missed Tig. I came in at the end of Kim. But I want to talk about Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand she's touring, and I don't know. Lauryn has just been having troubles. You know, she had the IRS troubles, and now she's not paying the bill at the American Express. And I'm like, well, maybe her funds is not exactly, you know, all together just hers. Because, you know, when you go to IRS, I don't know if she paid them all off or not, or if they put her on a payment plan, or if they taking some of her money. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. I've never owed them. So this $400, that's a lot of charging, $400. That's almost half a million.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I don't know. I know she got kids. I know she was, come on now, Lauryn. I don't want to think Lauryn is just not paying the bill. But damn,
mm-hmm.
$400,000, that's a lot. I just want to think maybe her funds is tied up. You know, that's why she's doing this touring, to generate money. But I don't think it's all just going to her like, you know, some people do when they don't owe the IRS or didn't owe the IRS. Because even though you go to jail, you know, there's still fines. And it ain't like that bill go away, you know, just because you go to jail. So I don't want to look too badly.
That bill never go away.
Exactly. So I don't want
to
look too
bad.
Well,
listen, when
you
owe the IRS, though, you can make a payment plan.
Right. And so maybe that's why she couldn't afford to pay the $400,000 to AMX, you know?
Well, what did she What did she buy with $400,000? Girl, if you knew you didn't have that money to pay off, you shouldn't have racked up $400,000, right?
Oh, true. And I thought, I've never had American Express, never been so lucky. But I thought you had to, it's not like regular credit cards. Don't you have to pay it off at the end of the month or something?
Well, I don't have an American Express either. But I feel like you got to make a certain amount of money and have a certain amount of money in your bank account. But I don't know. I don't either.
I don't want to presume to know when it comes to stuff like that. But I just don't want to look too harsh on Lauryn Hill. I've always liked her. I'm a fan of hers as far as her music. She's always been a little different as far as her life. Then she went to jail. You know, we don't know exactly come out of jail. You know, people be different. And
right.
She was a little different before she went in. You know what I'm saying? To me.
Yes.
And then for her to go to jail or prison, I keep saying jail, but it was prison, which is worse.
Right.
And then being away from her kids. And we don't know what type of mind frame she had coming out. And we don't know when this $400,000 bill was due. It could have been due. It's just now American Express coming out with it because maybe she stopped making payments or something. We don't know. You know, it ain't like it just happened yesterday. So I don't want to look too hardly. I don't want to look at her like that. I hope that's not the case. I don't know. I just hope she get it together. I don't know. It seems like in the music world, can we get together and help out people, you know, after they fall off somewhat, you know? just
yeah. Well, I feel like we do help. We buy the concert tickets. Y'all go on the tour.
Exactly.
Y'all buy the merchandise. So shit. I mean,
right.
Some of her friendship.
Right.
I mean, Nicki Minaj
exactly.
idolizes her. Nicki Minaj should be able to go ahead and pay off a credit card.
Or help her in some way. I mean, we don't want to pay it all off. She's going to have to do something for herself,
right.
You know. There ain't nothing free in this world. If it is, shit, I need to get in that line. But still, I just don't want to think she that irresponsible. I don't want to think she just that fuck it. No. Something's going on with Lauren. Something's going on with her. Something's been going on with her a long time. You know, remember she used to
yeah.
have people waiting for hours at the concerts and stuff.
Yeah.
And then remember she walked off a couple of shows. You know, something upstairs just ain't right with Lauren. It never has been to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I still love her music, and I still love her as a person because she was like her own person in the music world. Like, she wasn't following nobody. She wasn't trying to be with like nobody. And I like that about her. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I don't know. I just want to keep liking Lauren. I don't want to look at her like that. But I want to know, what did you say about Kim? Because I missed it. What did she do?
Well, Kim, you're going to have to go back and watch it, love. You got to go back and watch it.
Okay. I was doing that, but then I got in the phone line. I'm going to go back and watch it. But I do want to mention about Tyga. I did see that part because I went back and watched from the beginning. How you not know that lady wasn't no lady? Come on now, Tyga, whatever your name is. I mean, you just, come on now. Your album just went triple platinum or whatever, that song, which I don't really think it should have went all that platinum, but it did. People liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But come on, dude. Come on.
Yeah, this is not the
like,
first
that's
time.
What you like. Exactly. That's what I was thinking, too. This was not the first time. So, okay, the first time, shame on you. You know, shame on you. You know how the saying go with the shame. But come
right.
on now. This is like time two or three. This must be
but
what
But see,
you
here's
like.
The thing, though. Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
It was a group
okay.
of women there. It was a lot of women there.
Right.
So
right.
that lady, so just because, and mind you, her best friend was talking to Tyga's best friend.
Well,
so,
right.
And so her friend was actually a real girl. So maybe that's
right.
how you even got in the door. And then this person is really, really popular as far as like the Beverly Hills Hollywood scene. So maybe you were just there with
right.
a bunch of other groupies.
Could have
like,
been.
Like, I don't know if Tyga was really trying to fuck her.
Oh, good. He didn't. Okay. But still, Tyga, you always been suspect like that other rapper from Tennessee. I'm tired of hearing the stories. You know, either
right.
It's just too much. Stop. Just be by yourself, raise your son, or find you somebody, a woman, if that's what you like. If you like men, that's fine too. Just come on out and say that and live your life. But you can't do that in the rap world, because then your career go down the toilet. And that shouldn't be, but that's how it is. I ain't make the rules. I just live by them. You know what I'm saying? But this suspect shit got to stop. And out of all girls, you pick her. And didn't her friend know she was a guy? Didn't a friend know? Come on now.
Yeah.
This too much.
The friend told.
The friend knew. So
the friend,
is this some setup shit? Don't be
No, her best friend. No, the transgender's friend told Tyga and the dude and Tyga's best friend. So the girlfriend, The transgender friend told.
Well, she's supposed to. If I had a transgender parent, I would not allow her to go around really tricking folks.
Wait a minute.
That ain't what you do.
You're not supposed to tell.
Look. You're not supposed to go around tricking people either. That ain't right. That is not right. And sometimes these transgenders, you can't really, really tell. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You downright got to do an inspection. And you don't want to put nobody through that. But if you my friend, then I'm going to tell you from jump before we hit them club. Don't go out here on that trick fuckery shit because I ain't with it. Don't do
right.
it. I ain't with it. Be you. Now, if you go out there on that, I'm gonna let it be known. I'm going to tell. Because you're not supposed to do people like that. And if you're that type of person that's into that trickery and fuckery, guess what? We ain't going out together anyway. You're no friend of mine. Because I'm too real for that. You don't do people like that. You keep it real. You made that decision to be whatever it is you want to be. That don't give you the right to go out here tricking folks, and one day you a man, the next day you a woman, and all that crazy stuff. You make it bad for the people who really confused, because I think some are, you know, or
right.
they want to swap over and can't afford it or whatever. I feel sorry for anybody who not able to be who they truly are and be happy in who they truly are. But you're not going to live your life around me tricking folks. We're not doing that. So you're not going to be my friend anyway. So these men and women need to start paying attention. Like my mama say, pay attention. God damn it. Ask questions before you just go
All
hopping
right.
around.
Thank
jumping
you, caller. Thank
All
you,
right,
love.
Y'all have a good day.
Love
Thank you.
You.
Bye. I'm a
subscriber.
Bye.
Thank you. Shout out to you. All righty then. Well, this is probably one of the shortest shows we've had here. But I want to thank you guys all for watching. And make sure you subscribe. And until next time, we're recording live from a secret location.